106.9 FM Lagos, a cool business morning to you, and you're welcome to the Smooth Business Show. All right, my name is Lewis Harrow, and I'm your business brand advisor on radio. This is what will make your business and personal growth the subject of the matter. I hope you don't mind. Yeah, obviously you shouldn't mind. Okay, so today on the show, I've got an amazing conversation for you. But meanwhile, before I move you further in the conversation, allow me to take you on the short break, and after which I'll be back to have you some more of this conversation. All right, I'll see you at the other side of the break. Stick tuned. All right, Lagos, welcome back to the Small Business Show on Cool 96.9 FM Lagos. How you doing? Hope you're doing good. I guess you're just tuning in. The show just about to start, real time. All right, you've not missed. So today we'll be looking at the business innovation. I want to say that everything we discuss here, I needed to put it into practice studies. I'm trying to say that do not be the hearer of our conversation alone, but be the doer. It makes some sense. And I also want to say that a small business show wasn't conceptualized for a listening pleasure. However, it becomes pleasurable for listening when you begin to implement everything we discussed here into your day-to-day life. All right, let's move on real quick. So we're looking at business innovations and the categories of business innovation for today due to our limited time. All right, what is business? All right, business, let's understand business. Business is an entity or a venture that sells products for the purpose of profit making, no other aim other than to make profits, all right? And we know that innovation, I'm trying to explain, not giving definitions, definitely. All right, so we know that innovation is simply the strategic creation of something, all right? That is what innovation means. So let's understand it together. It means business innovation is simply the strategic creation of a venture that sells products or services for the purpose of profit making. It could be strategic creation of a venture that sells sachet water or venture that sells bottled water or whatever you want to think about. All right, so that is business innovations. You have to be very strategic about your creations. I will move on to the categories of business innovations, which are divided into three, such as technical innovations, social innovations, and techno-social innovations. Now let's examine the technical innovations. Now, technical innovations applies the scientific approach to solving basic human problem. All right, scientific approach such as the science information, science skills, and what have you. Right. So example of that is we have the ailments, all right, is a problem, and the solution to ailment is treatment, all right? And so the medical personnel uses the science information based on medical aspect of it and skills to treat you. And we also have the electricity as a solution to darkness. All right, so we'll move on to the social innovations, which is applying the domestic approach, you know, just a domestic approach to solving minor human problems in our society. Example is the financial institutions, or better still, you say insurance institutions. They insure your properties, devices, and what have you. For you, these things, you can live without them. But if you live with them, I mean, the solution, it makes life easier. And we also look at the final one, the techno-social innovations, which applies both the scientific approach and the domestic approach to solving two categories of problems simultaneously, which are the major problem and the minor problem. Example is the internet, all right, and the social media, all right. So the internet leverages on the social media to help you connect with people, of which you could, you know, you could connect people offline, but it makes some sense if you connect more online, all right. We also have the e-commerce that allows you to be able to shop online via the internet and get them delivered to your doorsteps. All right, that's all I've got for you today on the Small Business Show. But if you'd like me to send you the article regarding the conversation today, feel free to send me your email via SMS on 09035011463. But meanwhile, before then, I've got to sign out of the studio. I'll come your way next week. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere for the next show. All right, I'll see you next week. Stay blessed and stay tuned. Stay productive. The Small Business Show comes your way next week. Bye.